Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope that you're with us every Monday. If not, hit that subscribe button and it'll pop up and it'll be the Empowering Industry Podcast just waiting for you. So I'm excited to be here. I always am excited when it's somebody that I know on the podcast that I get to share with you that I know is amazing. And this is just a personal happy. Sylvia is joining us today and she has been a longtime friend and I just love watching her work. She's just so inspiring. So Sylvia, let's start with letting you introduce yourself, kind of who you are, what's your current role that you're doing today?
Hi. Well, this is a first for me, so I apologize if I come across a little shy, but I'm usually behind the computer screen, and it's really nice opportunity to showcase some of the stuff we're doing here. So thank you, Charlie, for inviting me along. Basically, my role is global marketing manager for the Dirlon brand. Pretty much, I take care of all the marketing initiatives. I create everything to do with digital content, web design, social, a whole slew of things.
And we love that. We love that you kind of brought that to the industry. I mean, I got to see this because I worked so closely with Triangle Fluid as you were brought in to the company as well. And getting to see it's hard to market technical products sometimes and to bring that in and have the energy of marketing. So I know that's your background, right? To kind of come from marketing into this space.
It is. I actually went back to school for a second diploma in graphic design and web design, which pretty much meshed with my original diploma in marketing and business. So it kind of worked together. I had the opportunity to get a great education and a lot of experience in different realms of the marketing field, whether they were in education, manufacturing, corporate. I've had a lot of different experience, which has been really great.
I felt the need to like ask you what your favorite is, but I'll save that towards the end. There's so much creation, like you said, like white papers, different case studies, but now we're doing a lot more in digital. So kind of tell me a little bit about the work that you're currently doing there.
Yes. I've always looked at Dirlon as trying to push it forward and really thinking outside of the box, making it innovative in a sense of how we compare to our competitors. I really wanted to give our viewers a real world experience. And by creating these latest pieces of 3D interactive videos, I've literally been able to bring our viewer right into the real world of these different industry applications, which they've heard of and, you know, read about, but very rarely or have the opportunity to go in and physically see these sites. So that's this exciting new project that we've got out there. We've got five of them right now, and we are going to build about another four next year as well to increase on those assets. Yeah.
Well, I also really liked that you developed this as kind of your own learning tool as well, right? To understand what's going on in a plant. I can see just being a marketer as well, you know, that you have to understand everything there is to know about this product and this technical product, but to go to a plant, it really does open up your eyes. So tell me a little bit more about how that came about.
You're right on the nose with that one, because like I said at the beginning, I sit in front of a computer. I don't get that experience of getting out there. And because we are B2B, I rely on our sales reps to that speak to our distributors, but we don't really get that connection. There's that disconnect with our end user. So I basically wanted to educate myself on these different applications. And just by going online and trying to figure out flow processes for making paper, you know, what is it? And all I could find were these little flow charts, the little squares with the arrows that connect one box to the next, boring as ever. So I thought, how can I bring this more to real life and use my digital skills? Because I have a very strong graphic design background. So I decided to work with a company, and we basically came up with the ideas, and we built these different components, which are actual real machined components that are within these industry flow processes, and specifically to show where our Durlon gaskets fit in these components. And that was the whole idea, was to really show a real world view of these applications. So that's how it all came about. And then when I thought, okay, how do I service the viewer that may not be seeing the video but might want to download a piece of literature, we're going back to a 2D version. So that's where I went in and created a spread within which is a two-page portion of the literature, and literally drew out in sort of 2D, but with some kind of shadowing and whatnot to make it pop, of the same thing that they would see in the video as well. So did that across the board. So we've got a lot of great pieces out there, and I'm hoping everyone will get in there and fool around and have a look at it.
Well, I got to play with it the other day, and I really enjoyed that because it's easy to use. And then I think kind of you explained it really great, but you go into this room within a plant, and then you see that piece of equipment. I mean, for me, I'm like, okay, what kind of equipment is that? But then to see, okay, this is the type of equipment and the seal that or gasket that you're going to use. It's like, okay, that makes sense. I can remember that, right? I can put the picture with the product and remember that. I'm very much let me take a picture of this and remember where I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we are very visual people, and giving people that view makes it a little bit easier to retain that information. So I was really excited about that. And the fact that you can view the videos with a virtual reality headset. So you can literally physically put yourself in there and walk around and view the different components, which is pretty cool.
Yes. So many things I love that we're shifting to all that digital, but then you also have to remember to put it into the, we'll call it standard view, just for ease.
Yeah.
For everyone. Right. And I think that's the mindset we have to have.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So I want to tell everybody, and I may have talked about this before, I'm trying to remember, but I got to meet you at the Fluid Sealing Association. I have been to the plant in Canada and had a tour, but seeing you jump in there, marketer, you know, in that, because I came from media and marketing in that world, and then come to see you come in and really help the organization with the new website and the just understanding the colors and the graphics that make people think, that's the Fluid Sealing Association. And I get it. And understanding that was so refreshing. But then you jumped in even more. So I remember the first time, I think it was Mike that said that you were going to be on the board. And I was just so happy because I think that it's marrying those two worlds of marketing and engineering there that has to happen to get our message out. So I just want everybody to know that part, because you did jump in on the marketing committee and then go all the way up to the board level. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, interesting. I mean, I started here in 2017, and Mike Shorts was a great mentor to me at the time. And he said to me, you know, check out the Fluid Sealing Association. I think you should join it. So I'm like, first thing I did was ran to my computer and looked up what's a Fluid Sealing Association. And then I was like, oh, their website needs a little help here. So I thought when it came time, when I was getting involved in these meetings and they said, oh, we want to, update the website, I was like, yes. So that's kind of my my thing. I really love that part of my job is web design. So it gave me the opportunity to shine and also share my many years of experience in that field and kind of ask those questions, why are we doing this and why are we not doing that? So I kind of think things through from start to finish and all the paths that where we could go wrong and where we could do better kind of thing. That's the way my mind works when I'm working on sites like this. So that was fantastic. Lots of fun. We are doing something really new right now that I've been working on with the FSA, and that's amalgamating the knowledge base back into the site. So it won't be a separate website. So that's coming soon. So look out for that, everyone. And all of the PowerPoint presentations that were in knowledge base are now going to be available to everyone in a format that's like a kind of like a flip book. So you can, go through it, zoom in, print things out, and get more knowledge, because that's what it's about. The Fluid Sealing Association is about teaching and sharing the knowledge of all these amazing people from all these different companies that have so much years of experience. So it's just an amazing, amazing association.
That is awesome news. I can't wait to see that. I think that, the wealth of knowledge that is in that organization is so strong. And then just to be able to get it to people accessible. That's what we've been trying to do. It's just been a little bit at a time in the shift. So definitely Sylvia has been an integral part of that, inspiring. One of the things that you made me think of is the technical side of marketing and the process. Like it, that thing is, if you want it to work, you have to have a plan and a strategy and be able to execute it. And I think that that is what your superpower is, for sure, for sure. Okay, so with that, I always was inspired by you, definitely. And then you being able to be a part of the board, and then Amy also was a part of the board at the same time. So I could see the shift of women on the board at the Fluid Sealing Association, and which made me really happy because I was doing that work with empowering women in industry at the time. And now I think Amy's stepping in next in October to be the president. I think it's what you call it. I don't I can't remember. I think it's president, yes, of the top level there. And so that is inspiring, but it's more about that communication and having everybody at the table. So one thing interesting about Amy is that business owner side, right, of her company, and understanding that, so brings even another level there. And so when we can all work together, we grow and understand. So I'm sure that you've learned some things from the Fluid Sealing Association that you took back to Dura-Line as well.
Absolutely, yes, and vice versa. I mean, we just had a really good meeting in July, a strategic meeting, and it was a full day, breakfast, lunch served in the room. So we were there, we were committed, and it was amazing how much we got done and how the discussions went, because nobody feels like they can't speak up and say what's on their mind. It's all very comfortable setting that we're in, the board I'm talking about. We can all contribute our experiences and our ideas and always feel this great inclusion of thoughts and ideas that come across. So it's a really good setting and great team, the board.
Yes, it makes me think of Tom, who's the current president, Tom Jessup. He's very much like that. Always feel comfortable. Always feel like he understands the mission that I was on, which is really great. Well, excellent, excellent, excellent. I'm like looking forward to people getting in there and maneuvering the 3D and seeing if that kind of inspires them to have their own, and just see where our industry can go. As we've been talking, have you thought of anything else that you want to share with our audience?
Well, Austin and I, he's our marketing assistant here, we went on a really good marketing conference, 2-day marketing conference in Toronto earlier this year. And the whole big thing right now is AI. And we are really looking at that seriously. We have implemented it in many ways, but there are some really great uses for it. And we're hoping to do some new stuff next year with the use of AI. In fact, it was funny because at the this last meeting at the FSA, I brought it up and we were just fooling around with it because we were, you know, looking at a few phrases and how to help with social posting and whatnot. And it was interesting how much you can do and change and introduce really good content that is searchable and has a really good crawling effect from Google. So we were really excited about that. So look for some AI stuff coming from us.
Yes, I love the tools, right? It's just another tool. You would have to be careful of how to, you know, edit it and make it our own, and the process is behind that. But y'all, there are people that will educate you on that, you know?
And exactly.
So it's really, really great. And so we do have to use the tools. I mean, really, within industry, we understand we need the tools to be successful. And then also within marketing and branding within our company. So, well, I just wanted to share the world. I mean, share you with the world, Sylvia, because I just know how awesome you are. And, you know, I love the energy that you've created there, the innovation and just imagining what we can do next, both at Durlon and the Fluid Sealing Association. And then I guess I'm just curious a little bit more, and it's my time that I get to just ask rapid fire questions about you.
Oh, here we go.
I know. I love this when I send questions out too for people to think about. And I'm like, but I'm going to ask you one more. But this one's easy. You know, my curiosity is about your books. Like, what is your favorite book that you can kind of think of?
Oh, gosh. You know, I commute to work, it's an hour drive. So I belong to the Audible network. So I listen to books while I'm driving. And I just finished Anne Cleves' book. I love mysteries. I love whodunits, figuring things out. So that's the kind of stuff. I like Stephen King. Don Grisham, a slew of them. I can't even name them right now, but I love reading and listening. Yeah,
I love the Audible too, because they're in different, you know, different authors, different, some of them you're like, okay, I don't know that I can listen to this the whole time in this tone. And then the other ones are like, oh, this really made the book better to listen to it through this person's voice. So that's really interesting. And then I'm curious on the music. What kind of music do you like?
Oh, man. Wow. I'm all over the board. I mean, my son is, he is a tenor. Yeah, he teaches music. He's a professor of music in a school in New Zealand. That's where he lives. So we've always had music around the house, but I can go whenever I'm with him. We just jump around and go from pop to classical, to opera, to rock, to R&B. I think if I'm around the house and I got to get things done, I got the R&B going really loud, and it just gets me moving.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my workout as well. I love this. I'm a big Outlander fan, and the men in kilts are in New Zealand right now. And it just popped up, you know, as a promotion. So you'll have to tell them to be on the lookout for that. Okay. So next question is, what is the best advice that you have ever received?
Oh, gosh. 24-hour rule. If you get something is said to you, or something is emailed to you, or something is you've heard that really upsets you, give yourself that day to reflect, think about it. And if you have to write it out in anger to get it off of your chest, do it. But just remember that where these things are coming from aren't always what you think they are. You know, everyone has something that's going on in their lives. So consider that when you are communicating in that way. So
It's great
I hope
advice.
that
Great
answers.
advice. Oh, if I could learn that rule a lot earlier in life. And then, so the last thing is just, and my dog, you can't see him here. I keep looking at him, has joined the podcast. He likes to do that sometimes. But my question is, what, if you were talking to a young person coming into the industry, what advice would you give them?
I would say keep up with the education. Never stop learning, because our world changes so fast in marketing. There's so many new things that are available to us by way of tools or applications. Always, try and learn something. Never let yourself become stagnant. If you are faced with a challenge, don't give up. Work around it, get some advice, but keep at it and figure out a way.
I love it. Well, Sylvia, thank you so much for being here. It was an absolute pleasure to have you on and introduce you to everyone. And I look forward to, every Monday showing up, introducing you to somebody cool that I meet in the industry. If that's you, let me know who you are. Send me a message. And in the meantime, y'all like, subscribe, and share this episode. It's going to mean something to another marketer out there or somebody new coming into the industry. So please do that. And until next time, be empowering.